You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
The Adelaide Crows have got a big one this weekend. Fremantle, Good Friday, Brody Smith's 250th AFL game. And he joins me on the line. Brody, congratulations.
G'day, Dwayne. Thank you very much. Cheers.
It's an important time for the club. I mean, it's an important game for you, the milestone, but there's a bit on for the club this week.
Yeah, definitely. It's obviously, I'd like to have a good game and a nice win for my 250th, but it's very important. For the footy club, obviously, starting 0-2 wasn't in the plan, but the good thing is we've reviewed it heavily and we don't think we're very far away, just a couple of things that we need to fix up. So hopefully start that this week and take it forward to the rest of the season.
Yeah, can I dive into that? What do you think has been going wrong? What do you think you need to fix?
Just a bit of our fundamentals. Our numbers have been pretty good, you know, contested footy, inside 50s, all of those key metrics. We're just not using the footy how we would like. And obviously on the weekend, if you bomb it forward to a team like Geelong with a guy like Tom Stewart, they're going to get the better of you. And that's exactly what they did. So just lowering our eyes, and we've looked at a lot of clips where there were some easy options that we didn't take and we just kicked it forward. So just little things like that, if we can get back to that and being the number one offense team like we were last year, it's going to fix itself pretty quick.
Did they show, in the highlights edit, did they show your pass to the guy in row four?
No, it wasn't. Usually one of your blasts is a pretty nice kick, but that was definitely not the right blast on the weekend. That was, I don't know what happened there. I've said I don't reckon I've kicked a ball that bad at training, let alone in games. So, hopefully that's one and done and that doesn't happen again.
No, you're a sensational kick and you always have been. It's a great club to be involved in, Brody. You've seen almost the evolution of this club over time. As a South Australian, grew up, I've mentioned it a few times, your family, I think your dad at least, was a Port Adelaide fan. You grew up in Adelaide. So it must be nice to be part of the evolution of this great club.
Yeah, it's been awesome. The family home's in Westlake. It's only 5 minutes from the footy club. And to be able to stay home and be around family and friends at such a good club like the Crows for 14 years now has been amazing. And it's been a bit of a roller coaster. We've had some good times and some really bad times. But to be sort of, I guess, through that rebuild now and in a side that is going to be a really good side, it's been great now to be in that other end, and can't wait to see what this season brings despite a shaky start.
Have you ever thought of going anywhere? Was there ever a question that you might leave the state? And how much of an assistance to your career has it been to be able to have it in your home state with your family?
Yeah, I don't think I could ever leave. It's as I said, I love the footy club, and no doubt there's been some times where the footy club was at a bit of a lull, but I'm so glad I stuck around and have been a part of that rebuild. I really enjoyed, giving time to the younger guys and seeing them progress. And while it was a tough couple of years being down the bottom of the ladder, as I said, we're now in a spot where we can, push for finals and be a really good side. So, I'm stoked that I've been a one club player and I wouldn't have it any other way.
And it was, you were early on in the draft as well. There was a few clubs you could have, the Gold Coast had the pick before you. Was there ever a thought that they might have grabbed you in that pick that they grabbed Seb Tape?
No, it's an interesting one. The Gold Coast, it was the Gold Coast draft, my draft, so they had a heap of picks,
yeah.
But I just got that feeling that they didn't like me for whatever reason. So I was pretty confident that I wasn't going to go there. And I actually saw one of their recruiters on a plane a few years ago, and he said, "We just thought you were too skinny." So, which was a fair assessment. I was all skin and bone when I got to the footy club. But Crows and then Port showed the most interest, and they were a couple picks later, which, as you mentioned, I think Dad was begging that the Crows would let me go to Port Adelaide. But I'm stoked with how it's all panned out. It's been a great time at the footy club, and hopefully a couple more years with some success to go.
Yeah, I think they had eight. Oh, well, I'm actually having a look at it now. They had eight of the first 14 picks or first 13 picks before you were taken pick 14 by the Adelaide Crows. So, yeah, it was there for the taking. They could have had you. Matthew Nix, the re-signing, did you always know that was going to happen? And did you feel at any stage over summer like there was some pressure to maybe wait for a full season and leave him with the pressure on him all year?
Not really. No, I'm glad that we've signed him. I think it's the right decision. And, you know, if you look at the progression since the rebuild and obviously 0-13 and how, I guess, bad we were going in 2020, every year's got better and better to the point where, you know, last year we were right there and should have played finals. So we've come a long way, and he's obviously been a massive part of that, and turning the culture around and making it a really enjoyable place to come to work and to try and get better. And a number of good coaches around him as well. I really like all the assistant coaches we've got in place. Everyone plays their role and is really important to what we're doing. So I think we're in a really good spot at the moment. And as I said, it's obviously been a shaky start with 0-2, but we know that we can turn it around really quick and have a good season.
Do you think you need to change much? You've talked a bit about your midfield rotation pre-season. I talked about it, and I think they took a quote of mine saying that I think you need to put guys like Rankin in there a bit more often. But what are your thoughts on midfield rotations and running more guys through there? And who do you think will be in your midfield by the end of the year?
Yeah, I think it's definitely something we'll look at doing. And I think throughout the pre-season, Rankin did a number of CB. And he was really good in there. So, obviously, Maddie's on fire. Laird, he does what Laird always does. And then Dorse is, you know, our best player through there as well. So those three will definitely be in the mix. And then if we can start to add Rankin, Rochelle, Pedler, Shawnee when he gets back, it's going to be a really dangerous look for us. But no doubt, I think you need to mix it up a little bit. You can't have the same guys in there every stoppage. But I think the three guys I mentioned, you know, Crouch, Dawson and Laird are so good in there that if you can just have two and maybe rotate one through, I think it's going to work pretty well for us.
And I won't mention your age, but is it easier to have longevity these days with the amount of knowledge there is in the world of diet and recovery, et cetera?
Yeah, I guess so. I think that's probably some of the stuff I try to pass on to these younger guys. And I mentioned during the week that when I first got to the footy club, the older guys were saying, you know, it goes by pretty quick and take every opportunity you can. And I was the young guy going, yeah, yeah, yeah. But now it's... I'm definitely passing that message on to the young guys just to make the most of every moment they get. We've got all the help we can possibly have here at the footy club with staff that help us out. So there's no excuse not to give yourself every opportunity at a good career.
Great to have you, Brody. Congratulations again on game 250. And did you catch a little look at Freo? Have you done your look at Freo yet? Do you do that as a team or are you a watcher of footy anyway?
We're about to go into a meeting right now to suss that out. So we'll name our side and then we'll have a look at their side.
All right. Give us a call after if you can. I wouldn't mind putting that to air.
No worries.
Well, why don't you leave your phone on accidentally as you go in? We'll just let it go all go to air, the hour meeting.
Well, that's one way to get fired pretty quick.
Great to have you, Brody. We'll talk to you all soon. Right. Brody Smith, Adelaide Star defender in game 250 this weekend. We better let him go into that meeting.